Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Lupa speaking on a recorded line.
Hello.
Hello, is Nironda?
Yes.
Hi, Nironda. My name is Lupa speaking on a recorded line once again. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay, and yourself?
I'm doing okay as well. Thanks for asking. I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. Is that correct?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Alrighty. And then, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, aka you haven't signed any documents with another law firm? Is that correct?
Correct.
Alrighty. So you are willing to affirm. And then, are you willing? Are you filing this claim for yourself?
Yes.
Alrighty. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then I already asked this question earlier. You said yes. Were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
All right. I'm sorry to hear that. Was the meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Brain.
Brain? Okay. And then, what would be the date of the diagnosis when they told you you were diagnosed with a meningioma?
The date that I was diagnosed was, I'm trying to think back, I'm
Take your time.
sorry.
No, it's okay. Probably been a while.
October 18th, 2008.
2008. Okay. All right. So I got October 18.
18.
18 of 2008.
Yes.
I apologize for that. Yeah. So it's 10 18 2008. Thank you. 10 18 2008. All right. And then was the method of the diagnosis for the for a meningioma, was it a CT scan, MRI, or both? Do you recall?
It was a brain MRI,
MR.
blood test, and a biopsy.
Okay, so it was an MRI. I see. Thank you for confirming that. And then, what is your date of birth?
2/28/79.
79. Okay, we'll put that here for you. 2/28/1979. All right, so I got 2/28/1979. Thank you for that. And then, do you know anyone else who was also injured by using Depo Provera?
No, I don't.
No worries. And then, did you consume use the name brand injectable Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And then, do you remember which injectable you used? Was it like just the Depo Provera, or was it the Depo Sub-Q Provera, or was it, do you recall? One of those.
The Depo-Provera injectable
Okay.
contraceptive by Pfizer.
Okay. By Pfizer. Okay, so it was just Depo Provera. I see. No worries. So you didn't take the generic version, correct? It sounds like you just took the Depo Provera. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So no generic
Correct.
version. Thank you for confirming that as well. And then did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. And then within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then, did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date? So anytime after 1992, did you use Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that. All right, next question here is just going to be your usage years. We're first going to start off when you first started using Depo, okay? Can you please provide me with the year you started using it?
2001.
2001 is when you first started using. Do you recall the month?
November.
November, okay. So 11. And then is it safe to just put the 1st of November of 2001, or do you recall the day?
I don't recall
No,
today.
no worries. I'll put the 1st. Is that fine?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine. Okay. Thank you for that. And now we're going to go when you stopped, okay? So we have you started in November 1st, 2001. When did you stop?
2008,
2008.
March of two of yeah, March of 2008.
Okay, and then the same thing, the 1st of March of 2008, or did you know that specific day?
No, the same thing, March. I
Okay,
mean the
March.
first, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I understood you. So I'm gonna put that here for you. 3/1/2008 when you stopped. Okay. So you started at 11/1/2001. Stopped. Okay. So I got that. And then for the recorded line, can you please confirm your gender?
Female.
You're good. I knew that. Just for the recorded line, I had to say it. Apologize. And then I have the spelling of your first name, NIRANDA. Is that how you spell your first name, Nironda?
Yes.
All right, thank you so much. I'm gonna put that here. Right. And then do you have a middle name initial?
K.
Okay, as in kite. Okay, K.
Yes.
Thank you. And then your last name, I have the spelling Parker, Parker, as in Parker.
Correct.
Thank you for that. Alrighty. And then there's no suffix in your name, right? Like junior, senior, the second, the third, nothing like that, right? All right.
No.
Thank you for that. And then in order to pull up your medical records, can you please provide your social security number? And if you don't feel safe giving your full social, you can always just give me the last four.
It's 192
One nine
60
six zero. Oh, sorry, let
eight
me
two seven.
start over. I'm sorry. I thought you
I'm
said just
sorry.
the last four. No, you're fine. You're fine. That was totally my fault. 192.
60 8277.
Oh, I thought it was 192. So it's 192608277, right? I got that right? All right.
Yes.
Thank you so much. So 192608277. Okay, thank you for confirming that as well. Okay, and then next question here. I have already here an email on file. Just confirm if it's correct as well. Okay, I have NIRANDA, the number 2, the number 6 at gmail.com.
Correct.
Perfect. So it's your first name 26 at gmail.com, and then for your primary phone number, I have 8352341 97. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you. And then is your primary phone number a mobile phone number?
Yes.
Okay. And then so what's basically what's gonna happen now after I submit the intake, we're almost done here. The attorneys are gonna be reaching out to you in a couple of business days and let you know the next steps. What is the best contact preference for you to be receiving from them? Would it be a phone, a text, or an email?
A text.
Text, okay. And then what would be the best time of day? Would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Either the morning or the afternoon.
Okay. It only lets me choose one, unfortunately. What would be the best time?
Well, we can say afternoon.
Afternoon? Okay, no worries. And then can I get your home address, please?
Yes, it's 629 Park Street, Allentown, PA, 18102.
You 18102. I got you. Okay, and then is this a house or is it like a unit number or an apartment letter number?
No, it's a house.
It's a house. Okay, so I'm just gonna repeat it one more time for you. Okay, so I got
Okay.
629 Park Street, Allentown, Lehigh County, Pennsylvania, 18102. Correct.
Correct.
Thank you for that. All right, so now we're going to your medical information. Can you please confirm your diagnosing doctor name who diagnosed you with the with the meningioma?
Yes, Angela Bator.
Doctor Angela. How do you spell the last name? So I got the first name. It's Angela, ANGEL. I mean, yeah, GELA. And then how do you spell the last name?
LATORRE.
Okay, thank you for that. And that is in Pennsylvania. Let me look her up. She should come up. Oh yeah, I found her in CRMP St. Luke's University. I found her, Angela Latour. Okay. Whoops. Alrighty. Oh, I found their last name as well. I think I'll just put this down here instead. Alrighty. And then it's asking for the diagnosing facility name. Do you know the hospital where she diagnosed you?
Yes. Jefferson Lansdale Hospital.
Jefferson what? Sorry.
Lansdale Hospital.
Lansdale. Yeah, I found it here. Jefferson Lansdale, it's
And
LANSD. You found it. It's 100 Medical Campus Drive, right? I'm sorry to interrupt. Were you going to say something?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Yeah, I was just going to confirm what I got off here from Google. It looks like it's correct. Jefferson Lansdale Hospital at 100 Medical Campus Drive,
Yes.
Lansdale, Pennsylvania 19446. Thank you for that. Putting this here for you. Got the phone number here as well. Right. And then was she the one also who treated you? Angela?
No.
No? Do you know the treating doctor name as well or no?
No, I don't.
It's fine. It's fine. And then were you treated at Jefferson Lansdale Hospital as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that. Okay. That's all I needed. You're fine. And then, all right. And then was there any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
I'm really glad to hear that. I'm gonna put no for that. Just still copying and pasting all the diagnosing information for the treating information. Almost done here. Alrighty. And then the prescribing doctor, would it be Angela or do you have a
No, it would be Angela.
Okay, no worries. It would be the same information for the prescribing facility name. It would be Jefferson Lansdale as well. Okay, gonna put that here. Put the number here. All right, and then do you remember the pharmacy name where you pick up the prescriptions?
Walgreens.
Walgreens? Okay, I'm gonna put that here. I'll put it here. Do you know the address for the Walgreens? I have here a 890 West Main Street in Walgreens 13-7540. I'm looking ones that are near the Jefferson Lands Hospital. Do you know the address perhaps?
Yeah, it was closer to my house, so it's 1702 Tillman Street.
Tillman. Tillman Street. Thank you for that. Tillman Street. Tillman Street, Allentown, Pennsylvania. So 1702 Tillman Street, Allentown, Pennsylvania, 18104.
Correct.
Thank you for that. I found it here. Put the address. All right, and we're almost done here. Righty. All right, the last two questions here. Do you have a copy of the medical records?
No.
No worries, no worries. But you do know the medical records exist, correct? That's the most important question here. You do.
Correct.
Okay. And then if you were to be able to obtain those medical records, what would be the best way for you to provide these medical records to the attorneys? Would it be mail, electronically, or both? What would be your best method?
Both.
Both? Okay. No worries. And then we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where the clients have become unresponsive. So this is totally optional. Would you like to provide an emergency contact, Nironda?
Yes.
Okay. And then before you do, do they live with you or do not live with you?
No, they live with me.
Okay, so lives with, and then can you provide their first name?
Robert.
Robert, Robert. And then what is the initial of their last name?
P.
P, as in Parker, right?
Right.
Okay. So I could put down Parker, right? So it's Parker as well.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I was just gonna put the initial, but might as well just put the whole last name since it's the same one as yours. And then, what would be their phone number?
835 210
210.
3895.
So I got 835 210 3895.
Correct.
And then what would be the relationship towards you?
Husband.
Got you. Put that down. So relationship, husband. And then would it's asking for an emergency contact email. Would you want to put down yours or would you want to put down Robert's? It's totally up to you.
You could just put down mine.
Okay, no worries. I'm just gonna copy and paste your email, Niranda, 26 at gmail.com. All right, and you said he lives with you, so I'm gonna put the same address for him. Well, actually, I'm just put NA since it lives with, they already have that address, so NA. Alrighty, that was the last question. So bear with me. I'm gonna put you like in a 30-second to a minute hold just to look over the intake, make sure I didn't mess up on my end and forgot to fill out any other sections. But I believe we're done here, okay? Just bear with me, okay? All
Okay.
right, thank you so much. All right, before I hit the submit button, I want to confirm your birthday and your social just one more time, okay? So I have your date of birth as 2/28/1979. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you. All right, going down here. And then your social is 19260-8277, correct?
Correct.
All right, now I'm gonna hit that submit button. It's gonna send over some documents that require some signatures in order for those attorneys to reach out to you, okay? So let me click the submit
Okay.
button. Bear with it. All righty. It's loading on my end. And then it should come under as Guadalupe at masstortstrategies.com, okay? And I sent it as an SMS and an email as well. And it just said successfully. So you should be receiving it any second now.
Yeah, I got it.
Perfect. So while you take a look at those documents and get them signed, I'm gonna put myself mute on my end and be prepping up a text message to send over to you that has the attorney information. And like I said before, if you have anyone that you may know that may have been affected, feel free to give that direct number to them, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. And then call me over if you have any questions, okay? I'm just gonna mute myself and prep up a text message, okay? All
Okay.
right, perfect.
Okay, I'm done.
All right, perfect. Yeah, I just sent over that text message. So let me refresh my DocuSign, make sure if it says completed on my end, but I believe it should. Yeah, it says completed on my end. So you did a great job, Nuranda. Basically, like I said earlier, the attorneys are going to be reaching out to you in a couple of business days since you already signed the documents already. It shouldn't take too long. But if they don't, for any reason, feel free to call me or text me. I can even live transfer you to the attorneys if they don't reach out to you in a couple of business days. But yeah, do you have any other more questions before I let you go?
No, I don't.
No worries. Then it was a pleasure talking to you, and I have a happy holidays and have a blessed day, okay?
Thank you. You as well.
Oh, thank you so much. All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.